time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Fairfield Fall Fun Fest continues throughout Sunday. Today is the F&B 5K Run Walk. Registration is at 4:30 on the corner of Court and 4th Streets. The race will start at 6 p.m. also at the corner of Court and 4th. At 7 p.m., the awards will be presented. Also going on today are the Fun Fest Prince and Princess Contest at 5:30 on the main stage, and Miss Fall Fun Fest starting at 8 p.m. on the main stage. Fun Fest Prince and Princess is sponsored by Fairfield Banking Company. Miss Fall Fun Fest is co-sponsored by The Chop Shop and Fry's Excavating. Tomorrow's events are the Grun Vocal Studio at 5:30 on the main stage, sponsored by Carter Turf and Tractor, and Seven Bridges, Eagles Ultimate Experience from 7:30 until 10 p.m., sponsored by Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Saturday is loaded with a lot of fun events as well. To see the full list of events for Saturday, visit Fairfield's annual Fall Fun Fest Facebook page. More news right after this break.
Don't let concerns about current events derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Abby Mawson, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscape and make sure you achieve your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect. Start by giving me a call at 618-842-4696. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. I want to let you know that we now have in stock most models of Speed Queen washers and dryers. It's been a long time coming, but they are now here. Warranties are from 3 to 7 years on these machines. Also, we just received a load of window air conditioners from 5,000 to 25,000 BTU to keep you cool during this extremely hot summer. These units are available now for pickup or delivery and installation immediately. If you're hot, come see me here at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield for your cooling needs.
And now the rest of the news. A reminder to the public that Main Street, Illinois Highway 15 will be closed through Sunday morning due to the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest. The closed portion of Main is from 1st Street east to northeast 4th Street, including the 100 blocks of northeast and southeast 2nd and 3rd Streets. The Illinois Department of Transportation has designated the detour route to be south on southeast 4th Street, west on Center Street, then returning to Main Street by traveling north on South 1st. There will be no on-street parking on any part of the detour route, and the public is asked to be aware of increased pedestrian traffic in these areas. F&B would like to remind the public that the drive-through and lobby will remain open during regular business hours throughout the Fall Fun Fest. You can access the drive-through by turning north on 3rd Street and following the signs. 3rd Street will be barricaded after banking hours, but the ATM can be accessed on foot. Other F&B ATM locations in Fairfield include Fairfield Memorial Hospital and the Bobcat Den. F&B is a member FDIC. Wayne County authorities are reminding drivers that the Enterprise Road, Big Four Road extension from near Clay City to Fairfield, is now closed, just south of the 161 intersection. Work crews are shaving down the approach to the intersection to make the stop signs more visible, mostly due to several traffic crashes over the years. A successful petition drive to make the intersection a four-way stop began after a 14-year-old was killed at the intersection on April 2nd of last year. The road closure is expected to last until the first week of November. Enterprise Road north of 161 and 161 are both scheduled to remain open during these times. All motorists should seek alternate routes of travel in the area when possible. Fairfield Public School District 112, along with Jasper, New Hope, and Jeff Schools, are continuing their free Child Find preschool screenings today and tomorrow at Northside School. These screenings are for children ages 3 to 5 years old who are not yet enrolled in public school and who will not be eligible for kindergarten in the 2022-23 school year. The process takes about 45 minutes and will check your child's progress in hearing, vision, speech, language, and coordination skills in order to give parents a better idea of how their child is progressing. The screening is free, but appointments are required. To make an appointment or to get more information, call 842-6501. There were three arrests reported at the jail this morning. Wayne County Sheriff's arrested 49-year-old Ralph A. McCarthy of Mount Vernon, Illinois, on a warrant for failure to appear on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. Bond is set at $595. A court date has been set in this case for October 20th at 1 p.m. Wayne County Sheriff's arrested 32-year-old Levi E. Eads of Reinert on a warrant for a charge of aggravated assault. His bond is $525. And Fairfield police arrested 60-year-old Gene R. Barton of Fairfield on a charge of disorderly conduct. Barton's bond is $120. A reminder, the Wabash Area Development Incorporated, as administrator of the Home Energy Assistance Program in Edwards, Hamilton, Gallatin, Saline, Wabash, Wayne, and White counties, are currently taking applications for the LIHEAP Energy Assistance Program to assist income-eligible households with their natural gas, propane, and electric bills, as well as furnace assistance. Various requirements apply, including proof of documentation and more. Applications will be taken on a first-come, first-served basis through May 31st of 2023. There will be no priority groups this year. Households in need are encouraged to apply. Prior year recipients are eligible to reapply. LIHEAP provides one-time benefits to income-eligible homeowners and renters to help with energy bills and for reconnection of energy service. Propane customers are encouraged to apply to take greater advantage of lower propane prices. Propane prices typically increase during the winter months, so by applying early, propane customers will see their LIHEAP benefits go further. Applications are being accepted at your local county outreach office. Call 963-2387 for outreach locations and schedules, or for more information on what documents are needed to apply and different ways to submit your application. Wayne City Bean Days will begin on Saturday, September the 17th, and run through Saturday, September the 24th. On Saturday the 17th, the Bean Queen pageant will take place at the Performance Gym at 6 p.m. Illinois Farm Bureau is accepting applications for Farm Bureau grant funds with the online application deadline set for October the 28th. While the nutrient stewardship grants support farmer-led projects that focus on nutrient stewardship, soil health, and water quality improvements, the pollinator conservation grants will be given to 12 county farm bureaus to implement 9 projects for monarch butterfly conservation, education, outreach, and other efforts. Grant recipients will be announced in December. September is National Preparedness Month with a focus on building an emergency kit. The basics for putting together a kit include water, at least 1 gallon per person per day for 3 days, a 3-day supply of non-perishable food, and a first aid kit. According to Illinois Emergency Management Director Alicia Tate Nadeau, other items to include are a flashlight with extra batteries, a battery-powered weather radio, and supplies for your pets, along with cash and a waterproof bag with copies of important documents, like your Social Security card and insurance policies. The Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office is urging college students to consider fire safety while they're away at school this year. September is Campus Fire Safety Month, and Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Fultz says the threat is very real. Tips for students include having an escape plan should a fire break out in their dorm or apartment, making sure smoke detectors are working, not overloading electrical outlets, and to follow dorm rules about what appliances are allowed. Nationally, September and October are the peak months for dorm fires, with the most occurring between 5 and 9 p.m. In Illinois, 7 students have died in college-related fires since 2000. Business and government officials are bracing for the possibility of a nationwide rail strike at the end of this week, while talks carry on between the largest U.S. freight railroads and their unions. The railroads have already started to curtail shipments of hazardous materials and refrigerated products ahead of Friday's strike deadline. Businesses that rely on railroads to deliver their raw materials and finished products have started planning for the worst. Meanwhile, Biden administration officials are scrambling to develop a plan to use trucks, ships, and planes to try to get the most crucial shipments delivered, while the White House continues to keep pressure on both sides to settle their differences. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 6.2 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 5.24 feet. Its flood stage is 18 foot. And elsewhere in the region, Bumpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.53 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.9 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel sits at 3.35 feet. Today's crude oil price is $81.48, up $1.17 from yesterday. The October crude oil price is $87.93, up 62 cents from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Did you know 1 out of 4 older adults fall each year? I'm Megan Drone, certified occupational therapy assistant at Joyner Therapy Services. Our balance and fall prevention program is designed to assess your potential risk of falls. Our goal is to improve your strength, reduce the risk, and help you maintain your independence. Also offering ASTEM therapy, work comp, and work hardening programs, injury prevention, and post-injury care for athletes of all ages. Call Carmi Hairsberger Marion to schedule an appointment today. And remember, the road to a healthier you starts here.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 81 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones rep located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at $30,981, down 154 points. The NASDAQ is at $11,576, down 143 points. The price of crude oil is $81.48, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Drew Pounton.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Scotty DeWitt, 82 of Leesburg, Florida, formerly of Fairfield, died on Monday, September the 5th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. today at the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church, with burial to follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Kenneth Harold Hostetler, 89 of Clay City, died on Sunday, September the 11th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 1 p.m. today at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, with interment to follow in Clay City Cemetery, with presentation of military funeral honors as well as service honors by the Associated Firefighters of Illinois. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. today at the funeral home. Carl Richard Cushman, 91 of Enfield, died on Monday, September the 12th. Graveside services and burial will be held tomorrow at 1 p.m. at Enfield Cemetery, with full military rites by the Carmi VFW and American Legion. Eunice LaVon Bowers, 90 of Troy, formerly of Dahlgren, died on September the 8th. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. until 1 on Saturday, September the 17th, at Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Funeral service will be at 1, with burial in Belrive Cemetery. Carolyn Keck, 86 of Swansea, died Monday, September the 12th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, September the 17th, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Floral Garden of Memories Cemetery. Visitation is from noon until 1 p.m. on Saturday at the funeral home. John E. Anselmont, 94 of Carmi, died on Sunday, September the 11th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September the 14th, at the First Christian Church in Carmi. Burial will follow in White County Memorial Gardens with full military honors by the Carmi American Legion and VFW. Visitation will be held on Saturday from 9 a.m. until time of the service. The family request those wishing to attend visitation or funeral to wear masks. A live stream of the service will be available on the Campbell Funeral Home Facebook page. Kathy Ellen Hill Owen, 83, formerly of Fairfield, died on September the 8th. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 20th, at the Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Fairfield, with burial to follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until time of the service at the church. Gregory Neal Grubby Foreman, 69, of Flora, died on Thursday, September the 8th. Private family services will be held at a later time. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Asbury & Associates is adding a new member to their medical staff. Meet Physician Assistant Shane Bowen. Shane will be offering primary care services at our Centralia office. Shane offers a multitude of services, including minor surgical repairs, including lacerations, excision of ingrown toenails, skin biopsies, trigger point injections, DOT physicals, and so much more. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment with Shane Bowen, 618-244-4800.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-865-1168. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-865-1168. That's 800-865-1168. Again, 800-865-1168.
Time now for a Thursday check of sports. Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina made baseball history last night as the pitcher and catcher started their 325th game together, breaking the MLB record for most games started by a battery pair. Wainwright and Molina passed former Tigers Mickey Lolich and Bill Freehan, who made 324 starts together between 1963 and 1975. The Cardinals pairing made their first start together in April of 2007. The Cardinals celebrated Wainwright and Molina's record-breaking night with a 4-1 win over Milwaukee at Busch Stadium. Wainwright earned his 11th win after holding the Brewers to one run in five innings, while Molina drove in a run with a single in the second. Nolan Arenado and Lars Nootbaar each homered in the victory. Ryan Helsley picked up his 17th save. St. Louis now increases their NL Central lead to 8 games over Milwaukee with an 84-59 record. Miles Mikolas starts for St. Louis against the Reds tonight. The Chiefs are welcoming the Chargers to town for an AFC West clash. Kansas City hosts LA tonight at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs are looking to improve to 2-0 after running past the Cardinals 44-21 in Week 1. Meanwhile, the Chargers opened the season with a tight 24-19 win over the Raiders. The Chargers ruled out wide receiver Keenan Allen for tonight after he suffered a hamstring injury against Las Vegas. Cornerback J.C. Jackson could make his debut for the team as he's listed questionable to play. Taking a look at yesterday's scores, in high school baseball, Sisney defeated Neoga 12-1. In Major League Baseball, it was the Cardinals over the Brewers 4-1. The Guardians beat the Angels 5-3. The Astros squeaked by the Tigers 2-1. The Rays downed the Jays 5-1. The Red Sox fell to the Yankees 5-3. The Twins shut out the Royals 4-0. The Rangers fell to the A's 8-7, and the Pirates beat the Reds 10-4. It was the Giants over the Braves 4-1.
The Phillies defeated the Marlins 6-1. The Cubs beat the Mets 6-3. And the Dodgers fell to the Diamondbacks 5-3 in 10 innings. In interleague play, the Rockies shut out the White Sox 3-0. The Mariners beat the Padres 6-1. And the Nationals fell to the Orioles 6-2. Here's a look at today's schedule in NFL football action. The Los Angeles Chargers will be in Kansas City to play the Chiefs. While in baseball action, the St. Louis Cardinals host the Cincinnati Reds. You can listen to that game live on WOKZ 105.9 FM starting at around 6:45 p.m. In other baseball action tonight, the White Sox take on the Guardians, the Rays face the Jays, the Athletics take on the Astros, and the Royals go up against the Twins. It's the Phillies versus the Marlins, the Pirates are at New York to face the Mets, and the Padres will play the Diamondbacks. And on Friday in high school golf, Fairfield will be at Flora starting at 4 p.m. In high school football action, Edwards County will take on Cesar Vallier. You can catch the game live on 105.9 FM WOKZ and Network One Sports. Game time is 7 p.m. Pre-game will start at 6:50. In other high school football action on Friday, Carmi-White County will take on Christopher Ziegler Royalton. El Dorado faces Vianna-Goreville. It's Hamilton County taking on Johnston City. And Belleville Altoff Catholic takes the trip to Mount Vernon. It will be Marion versus Cahokia, Carbondale versus Centralia, Carlisle versus Redbud, Chester versus Sparta, DuPont versus Trenton Westlin, Robinson takes on Casey Westfield, Mount Carmel plays Lawrenceville, and only Richland County is in action against Marshall. Newton will play Bridgeport Red Hill, Paris takes on Tolono Unity, Benton faces Heron, and Harrisburg is in West Frankfort. Maxsack County will take on Murfreesboro, Anna Jonesboro will face Nashville, and Carterville heads to DeCoin. That's a Thursday check of sports. Here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 85. Overnight tonight will be mostly clear with a low near 59. Tomorrow is calling for mostly sunny skies with a high near 87, and overnight tomorrow night mostly clear with a low near 61. Sunny skies in the forecast for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Saturday, high of 88 with a low near 63. Sunday, high of 90 with a low near 68. And Monday, shows highs near 91.